I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Thousands of students across Georgia participated in the nationwide school walkout this morning. The students hope their actions will prompt Congress to pass stricter gun legislation. The walkout lasted 17 minutes, 1 minute for each of the victims killed 1 month ago today in the shooting at Marjory Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. GPB reporters were fanned out across the state. We'll hear from them throughout the afternoon. A federal grand jury has indicted a former Equifax employee for insider trading after prosecutors say he sold company stocks before a major data breach was made public. Last year, hackers acquired the personal data, including the social security numbers, of some 145 million Americans. Jun Ying was chief information officer of Equifax U.S. Information Securities at the time. U.S. Attorney Byung Pak says that in his role, Ying became aware of the data breach, then exercised all of his stock options with the company. He allegedly sold the shares for $950,000. Equifax publicly announced the breach the following week, which caused the stock price to tumble. Georgia's parole board is set to hear clemency arguments today for 67-year-old Carlton Gary, who is scheduled for execution tomorrow. Gary was convicted in connection with the 1977 murder of three women in the Columbus area. His lawyers say previously untested DNA evidence proves his innocence. And authorities say the remains of a missing Georgia teenager have been discovered nearly 1 year after her mother and stepfather were arrested in connection with her disappearance. Richmond County authorities say the bones of Latanya Carwell were found in the backyard of a vacant Augusta home. The 16-year-old had been missing since April 17th of last year. The Augusta Chronicle reports Carwell's stepfather, Leon Tripp, and her mother, Tanya Tripp, were indicted on additional charges since their arrests last May, including kidnapping and murder. Both are currently jailed in Richmond County. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is looking into former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's press office. This comes after WSB-TV reported Reed's spokeswoman, Jenna Garland, tried to delay a release of public records related to unpaid water bills for the mayor's brother and city council members. WSB tried to obtain the documents through an open records request last year, but Garland allegedly instructed water department employees to be as unhelpful as possible. And state officials say they are stepping up oversight of water utilities after an investigation revealed inconsistent lead testing. Federal law requires water suppliers to regularly test samples from homes with older pipes since they are at greater risk for lead contamination. Last year, Georgia Health News and WebMD found that of the 105 midsize and large water systems they surveyed, roughly half sampled water from sites at lower risk for lead contamination. And some residents were not notified by the water suppliers when dangerous levels of lead were discovered, which is legally required. And finally today, an Atlanta United player is apologizing for a controversial celebration during Sunday's game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Hector Villalba's late-game goal against DC United sealed a 3-1 win for Atlanta in their home opener.
Oh, the header's on target and in! It's Villalba! 2 in 2 minutes!
But after the score, Villalba mimicked shooting a rifle into the stands before celebrating with his team. When he was asked about the gesture, Villalba said he was mimicking the celebration of Rodrigo Mora, one of his favorite players. After the team met with him, the 23-year-old Argentine apologized for his actions, saying he's still learning about politics in the U.S. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.